To gain an environmental perspective on the issue, we are now joined by Adrian Meter, Sustainable Seafood Program Manager at the Australian Marine Conservation Society. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Marlene. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Now, first, can you tell us a bit about the orange ruffy fish and why are they such an important species to preserve?
Well, this is an incredible deep sea fish. You mentioned they can live for over 100 years. Individuals of these fish have been found to live over 250 years old. Just imagine. They live down in the deep sea and waters at least 700 meters deep. And every winter they gather around on the top of these incredible underwater mountains, which we have down around south and east of Tasmania. And that makes them very easy to catch. They gather up there and deep sea trawlers come in and trawl across the top of those mountains and catch these orange ruffy. So easy to catch that we almost completely wiped them out back in the 80s and 90s. And these fish are so slow growing and so slow to breed that we don't expect them to actually recover to a truly sustainable population size until at least 2070. So to say that they're sustainable now, when they've only just recovered to the point where it's actually legal to fish for them, they're by no means at that sustainable level yet. So it's just really shocking. Now, this is really important for seafood lovers out there because we look for things like the blue tick on our seafood to give us comfort that we're eating fish that is being caught without damaging the ocean. So to have a species like this to be proposed to be elevated to that level really threatens our trust in what seafood really is truly sustainable.
And when we talk about making or putting a fish species listed as sustainable to fish, what kind of is that process to count them as a sustainable to fish under the Marine Stewardship Council certification guidelines?
Well, I can't speak for them exactly, but in a sense, at the Australian Marine Conservation Society, which is different, we offer the Good Fish Sustainable Seafood Program. What we do is provide consumers with information about all the seafood on the market and let them know whether that's sustainable or not. How this certification system we're talking about works is that a fishery says, I want access to markets that require this sustainable tick, like our supermarkets, for example. So I'm going to pay some consultants to prepare a report arguing that the way we fish meets a certain standard of sustainability. And that's where the problem is that standard of sustainability has to be credible, and it actually has to be somewhere near best practice. And with a fishery like the orange ruffy fishery, which is recognised around the world as perhaps one of the great examples of fishery mismanagement and environmental damage, for it to meet that standard, we want to see a really credible scientific evidence case put forward. And frankly, the opposite has happened. some of the worst justifications I've seen in my career.
And one of those justifications that came out was industry saying that they did reach out to the NGOs, but that the NGOs didn't object until last minute. Is there some substance to that?
Well, gee, that's a bit silly. I mean, in all sorts of matters, government, industry, we do it all the time. We reach out to the general public for input on something we're doing as part of a consultation process. And that consultation process has a window. And as long as you get your input inside that window, well, who cares if it's at the front end or the back end of that consultation process? We usually like these things to be long enough to prepare our feedback. And that's exactly what we, other organisations, have done. So a really strange way to try and attack our input. And for a fishery as controversial as this one, gee, you'd really think they'd be welcome to the input of expertise such as ourselves and other environmental and science groups.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just quickly, just before we go, what does this mean, do you think, for the future of the orange roughy fish?
Well, at the level of fishing that's happening, we know the fishery is damaging these deep sea coral reefs on these sea mountains. They're not, the science is clear, they're not going to recover from decades from fishing. We've seen no recovery 20 years after fishing has last occurred in these reefs. And the species itself is actually predicted to go back down towards more unsustainable level in the next 10, 20 years as a result of fishing way back in the 80s and 90s. So if we get this wrong, like we've done every other time with this fish, we won't see a sustainable population of this species this century, and that's just incredibly disturbing. There are so many other truly sustainable seafood choices out there on the market, and we really urge seafood lovers to go out and look for those. They can find those in our guide, but also there's a range of other fisheries which have this blue tick that aren't damaging 2,000-year-old corals and simply aren't catching fish that live to 250 years old. So be informed. Stay away from the orange roughy is our advice if you care about these matters, and seek out something that's a much better choice.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Lovely to talk. Thank you, Marlene.